please come down to me? You get up a little closer.
I know that I'm not worthy to call upon your name. All my life I've been a sinner, and for that I am ashamed.
I'm blank.
But I heard that you would listen, so I'm giving you my plea. I'm unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? I know that there are others who could offer more than I promise you I'd understand if for me you have no time. I think I just hit bottom and I'm looking up to see. I'm unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? I guess I must be reaping from the seeds that I have sown. Lord, you owe me nothing. We haven't spoken for so long. But if you could spare some mercy, I'll pledge my life to thee. I'm unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? I know that there are others who could offer more than I promise you I'd understand if for me you have no time. I think I just hit bottom and I'm looking up to see. I'm unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me?
You know, I told them today at Caney Fork that if we were down on our knees praying and asking the Lord to send rain more than we was a grumbling about it being so dry and hot, he might have done sent us one. Y'all pray for us tonight. Let's do. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've got to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. There's nothing in the world that'll ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold can never buy his touch from above. When my soul needs thrilling and I begin to feel in his power, I can say, thank the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. Had a lot of heartache, met a lot of grief and woe. But when I would stumble, then I would humble down. And there I would say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, it wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow, though the devil tempts me and he tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Say it's good to be here tonight. You know, I'm just thankful that when I was 14 years old that the Lord put something in here that gets stirred every now and then. And when I get cold and get to thinking that the Lord's just way far off, sometimes he'll stir that up and he'll let me know he's still in there. And that if I'll just straighten up and get back where I need to be, that he'll be right there where I left him. And I'm just thankful tonight. It just seems like that he's just filling me up, and I just want to thank him. You know, sometimes I get so far away and you don't get to feel him like you need to. And just so good when he comes back and you can feel him in you again. Thankful for all the blessings that he's given us. Y'all just pray for us that maybe we could sing something tonight that would be a help to somebody.
Let's do "I've Got So Much to Thank Him For."
When
I look around and see
the good things
he does for me,
and I know
I'm unworthy of them all,
but his blessings
he freely gives.
I
owe my life to him.
I've got so much
to thank him for.
Yes, I've got
so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for.
Well, you see,
he has been so good to me.
And when I think
of what he's done
and where
he's brought me from,
I've got so much
to thank him for.
And sometimes
while on this way,
I kneel
and stop and say,
thank you
for all you've done for me.
And one day
I'll reach heaven sure.
Oh please
let me kneel once more.
I've got so much
to thank him for.
Yes, I've got
so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for.
Well, you see,
he has been so good to me.
And when I think
of what he's done
and where
he's brought me from,
I've got so much
to thank him for.
Yes, I've got
so much to thank him for. Thank you, Lord.
Wayne talked about us being a bunch of us. I'm so thankful for the way I was raised. Had an old daddy that went off and left us a lot of times, go to different states to preach the gospel. But the Lord always took care of us, and he saved all of his kids. We don't all live like we need to. I sure don't. but I've just got so much to be thankful for. Let's do a song, Jeff, called It's Still the Blood. You know, it takes the blood. If you're going to reach heaven, it takes the blood.
Once I wandered in sin's black night, I had no way to make my wrongs right. Then the old accuser to the Lord he did cry, this child is a sinner and she die. Then I heard a voice say, Father, I'll go, I'll pay the sin debt in Calvary's flow. I'll bear in my body the marks of the cross to save this hurting child who is sin sick and lost. And it's still the blood that saves my soul from sin. Yes, it's still the blood that brings victory within. From the high star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. There are those who rely on works that they do. Some even count on the times they pray through. But when the battle's over and the victory's been won, I'll go home by the blood of the Father's only Son. And it's still the blood that saves my soul from sin. Yes, it's still the blood that brings victory within. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
As Wayne said, my name is Eva, and this is my daughter Melissa, and this is my daughter Carrie. And playing the guitar is Jeff Cruz. And we're proud to have Jeff. He knows he's got what he takes down in here. And you know, we've been in a lot of good services together where our spirit, his spirit can bear witness with ours. And if you feel like you might can sing one, Jeff's been having some health problems. Y'all pray for him.
Three men on a mountain, up on Calvary, he and the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me. Well, the man on the left was a sinner man, tied to the cross he bled. He could have had forgiveness, but he mocked the Lord instead. Well, you say you are the Son of God, they've tied you to that tree. Come down and save us, if God your Father be.
Three men on a mountain,
up on Calvary, he and the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me.
Well, the man on the right was a sinner too. Sorry for his sins, he begged the Lord forgiveness, and Jesus said to him, fear not this earthly death, 'cause before this day is o'er, you'll be with me in paradise on heaven's golden shore.
Three men on a mountain, up on Calvary, he and the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me.
And the man in the middle
was Jesus. He died for you and me.
Your girl's got a lead in any way? Won't you do something a cappella and let Jeff Rickey's rest his fingers a minute?
Always.
Be fine.
Sometimes the days are long and hard. Sometimes I don't feel like traveling on. Sometimes I'm pierced by Satan's darts. And sometimes I just want to go home. But always he is with me. Always he still cares. Always he reminds me that he sometimes the world crumbles in my hands. Sometimes I'm weary from the fight. And sometimes I'm just too weak to stand. But always he is with me. Always he still cares. Always he reminds me that he will always be there. Yes, he will always be there.
Wayne, we've got a request for when I step off on that beautiful shore. Come up here and sing it with. You need the words.
You might phone Wayne to sing the lead. You better let him go over next to the
got an E flat on it, Jeff. You see it okay?
Here we often have family reunions. We'll visit for just a short while. Then we'll part and we'll not see each other for a year or more at a time. But someday when life here is over, lasting reunion when I step off on that beautiful shore. Someday,
someday
I'll cross the river,
cross the river,
and step off on that beautiful shore. After a while, I'll see my
Jesus, my Savior,
and live in His presence evermore.
I've got
a lot of
loved ones, friends and loved ones
who are
waiting for me to come home.
I'll be there forever.
Step off on that beautiful shore.
Someday when my tent here is folded and I make the last move that I'll make to a beautiful city I'll be going, it'll be the last trip that I'll take. There'll be a great family reunion with my loved ones who've gone on before. They're waiting for the boat to land yonder when I step off on that beautiful shore.
Someday
I'll cross the river,
cross the river,
and step off on that
beautiful shore.
Jesus,
my Savior,
and live in His presence
evermore.
I've got
a
lot of loved
ones, friends and loved ones
who are waiting for me to come
home.
I'll be
there
forever,
when
I step off on that beautiful shore.
While you're up here,
what's the one you and Frank used to do that
he can?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably about a B or A. Might have been an A. Low, Jeff. So I can't sing as loud as I used to. High as I used to. Could. B, I think.
Now who can speak to a cripple? They'll stand right up and walk. Who can cause the deaf and dumb to hear and start to talk? And who can calm a fevered brow by saying, let it be, with just a little bit of clay? Touch them in a way their blinded eyes can see.
I'm telling you, He can. And I know that He'll stand by your side when the world comes crumbling in. Oh, no one has ever done what He's done. He laid down His life, but He rose to live again.
Now what can cause an old man that's about to say goodbye to lift up both of those dying hands with a tear running from his eye? With his loved ones gathered all around him, he could smile and say, don't fear, 'cause the one that's brought me through the storm's gonna take me home from here.
I'm telling you, He can, and I know that He'll stand by your side when the world comes crumbling in. Oh, no one has ever done what He's done. He laid down His life, but He rose to live again. I'm telling you, He can.
We'll do one more. We'll have Melissa to do this for her Uncle Wayne. Jesus, help me to stand.
Yeah, trials, troubles, and cares, I know that Jesus, my Savior, is there, giving me faith through darkest day, keeping me whole the night away. Jesus, Savior, help me each day. Savior, ooh, help me to stand. Jesus lived through darkest day, rejected by man, despising the shame. When the soul's acquainted with grief, he gave his life so we may be free. Jesus, Savior, ooh, help me each day. Fill me with hope. Fill me with faith. Darkness retreats at the touch of your hand. Jesus, Savior, ooh, help me to stand. I know that Jesus died for me, canceled my debt at Calvary, rose from the dead, unlocked heaven's door. Trust in his love and live evermore. Jesus, Savior, ooh, help me each day. Fill me with hope. Fill me with faith. Darkness retreats at the touch of your hand. Jesus, Savior, ooh, help me to stand.
Help me to stand. We all need help in that way, don't we? Well, I've enjoyed the singing tonight thus far, and I thank the Lord for them. We want to take up a love offering for them at this time, so Brother Chuck and Brother Bandy, would you all do the honors of passing the collection plate? Brother Carlock, would you... would you lead us in a congregational song? Brother Ronnie, would you get the Fairview Memorial Quartet together? Ponder about that. And Sister Wright in the back, would you be next after we take up the love offering, please?
Thank you. need your all's prayers for this. I don't know why I'm shaking so much and so bad for this, because I feel like for some reason, maybe because I'm under par and I don't have a very good singing voice tonight because I've been sick lately, that I'm going to fail the Lord. And I hate feeling like that. But I know. I even said during prayer, I was like, God, if I'm supposed to sing, you're going to have to take a whole crew and just tell them that they're going to have to come to me and ask me to sing, and then you're going to have to put a song on it. And naturally, he does it all because he's not going to let you shy from it. So I'm really going to need your all's prayers if I try to do this. I haven't done this one before, but you may have to help me along.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. We
have a lot of talent in our church, but I'm going to ask probably to do our talent over two singing periods. So, Elise, I'm going to ask you and Joey tonight to do songs, if that's okay. And then Becky and Sister Collins, we'll get you all the next time, and then that way, maybe it won't linger too long unless you all feel led to do a song. If you all feel led to do a song, that's fine. So, Elise, would you come on and do a special for us tonight? And Joey, would you follow?
Well, I told the Lord that when I'm asked to do something, I'm going to do it, because I certainly have done a lot of years of not doing what the Lord asked me to do. Don't want you to listen to my voice tonight. I want you to listen to the words to this. This was done by Phil Cross, and it's one of my favorite songs. It really speaks about somebody that's been redeemed, and I think that was the theme of our church service this morning, the redeemed. Came forward and enjoyed the Lord's blessing. I was a slave in a foreign land, so very far from the Father's loving hand. He rescued me one glorious day. He brought me out, paid a debt I could not pay. I am redeemed, I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free. I am redeemed, I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free. Still I live in a foreign land. Now I'm free according to redemption's plan. Soon I'll join the robed in white, the redeemed. We'll sing a song holy angels cannot sing. I am redeemed, I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free. I am redeemed, I am redeemed. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free. Some glorious morning will come from all nations and every generation. Side by side we'll march into the celestial city of Jehovah. Will begin humming a new song, a song composed by God himself for his children. As the saved by grace approach the land of their dream, the host of heaven will step aside. Even the angels will be silent, for they cannot sing this new song. It is a song reserved for the voice of those who once cried out for a redeemer. These are the ones who are washed in the blood of the Lamb. These are the redeemed. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. Jesus loosed the chains of sin and set me free.
This is a song that I've sung a few times. It's talking about God's, the love of God, and how wonderful that love is. And we can't really understand that kind of love, that the sacrifice that Christ made for us. And the song is called "What Wondrous Love Is This." Crown for my soul.
name I will sing, while millions join the theme I will sing. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on, I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing on. And when from death I'm free, I'll sing and joyful be. And through eternity, I'll sing on, I'll sing on. What wondrous love is this, oh my soul?
Time for your group. You're part of it. We're going to get up around this mic. While they're coming up, I believe it was in 1986 when it was real dry. I'm not sure about the year, but I know that Antioch Church, it was about this time of the year. And I know that we all met in the prayer, in the altar, for a closing prayer. And Brother Marvin Eisenberg kind of led the prayer at the end and lingered at the end. And I remember him saying, Lord, if you could just send us a little shower, how it would help us, just to send us a little shower. And before the day ended, that night it rained. And it's thundering outside. And I hope it's raining. I sure do. I hope it's raining. But even as bad as we need a carnal rain, we need a spiritual rain. A lot worse, don't we?
Don't look like a quartet to me.
Sister Hardcastle.
Saroba.
Now scoot over here.
Have we done this before? First time I heard this song, it was, won't say the year, but it was... original Strode family, I think, sang it.
Do you know this one? You go. Let me do the lead since I did the lead back then.
I guess.
This house that I live in, I know will decay. These old walls will grow weaker with time. But I don't need to worry while I am here on earth, for my real home is up. Yeah. His great wealth can't be measured by fine. He has built a great mansion, not made with earthly hands. That's my real home up in heaven, so high. My real home is up there on high, where no teardrops can dim my eyes. 'Twill be springtime forever as a million years go by. Yes, my real home is up there on high.
It's a beautiful start, Bethlehem, in your book.
1st and 3rd.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Don't give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won, for Jesus is now that star divine, brighter and brighter He will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful star
of Bethlehem,
star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Don't give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on. Wait a minute, I've done closed the book up. What number was it?
345.
I'm sorry.
345.
Y'all help us do that, this verse.
Oh, beautiful star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrims through the night, over the mountains till the break of dawn. And into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on.
Shine upon us until the glory dawns. Don't give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on,
shine on. Anyone else have a song lead before we have the
Spear family back up to I've done forgot now how much was the offering was. I believe it was $259. And I'm sure they would say thank you for that. And I may not get a chance to tell this again, but Eva, Daddy used to, when she was just a little thing, Daddy used to stand her up on the pulpit, part of the pulpit, and he'd get a song or two out of her about everywhere we went. And I reckon she got the seed planted early in her, and of course she's been blessed with two wonderful daughters, and I've been blessed with two wonderful nieces. So if nobody else has anything, let me say this. Our guests next month are going to be Souls Harmony. They're from Edmondson County, and they are a cappella, and they were second in the state at the state competition level. They're very good, but they know what they're singing about as well. They're out of Jock. They're out of Jock. Okay. So they'll be with us in the next in September. So I just thought I'd pass that along. But besides being good, they know what they're singing about. And that's worth it all. It really is. So, Eva.
We're going to do y'all a song that Daddy used to have me to do when I was a little girl. The title of it is Wait a Little Longer, Please Jesus, Till We Can Get Our Loved Ones In.
Here the labor is so hard, and the workers are so tired, and our weary hearts are yearning for a rest. And we find we're getting anxious to be in that happy land where we'll receive such peace and happiness. But wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in.
The family scattered here and there, but Lord, we love them dear, and maybe we can help them find the way. Waiting is the cost, then they may not be lost. Lord, that's the only reason why we say, just wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in. A few more days to get our loved ones in.
I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. We've got some good friends here that we're glad to see. We got a lot of family that we're proud is here. You know, it always makes you feel good when you see some of your family come in. And we're proud to have our pastor and his wife. We're proud that everybody's here. Y'all just remember us Has anybody got a request?
Do y'all sing
Mule Land? We have. Do you remember what we did it in?
See,
I believe you.
The blue one? Didn't say 43.
I thought he did. You should know.
Either it's not in here or I can't spell Beulah.
It's Sweet Beulah Land.
Oh.
243.
I caught the 43.
No.
Just say, isn't it? Try to say.
We'll try it. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. Said goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. Beulah
care. We'd go in and see him. The girls and I went in one day and we got to sing to him. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the last song that we ever sung to Daddy. And the title of it is I Want to Make the Lord a Good Soldier. And he said, well, honey, I tried. But we all know we try, but we fail. And he told me, he said, we all come short no matter how hard we try, But he said, I tried. You listen to the words of, I want to make the Lord a good soldier.
Down through the ages, the battle's been waged against evil forces, but the saints, they kept the faith. When I read of how they stood, oh, it makes me feel bolder to join in the fight and make the Lord a good soldier. My ships may not always be right on time,
and when
I hear the battle, I fear the front line.
Oh, but if
He'll give me strength to bear the cross on my shoulders, then I'll do my best to make the Lord a good soldier.
Now it doesn't matter
when my captain calls, or if my duties, they're important or they're small,
'cause I'll be paid at the end
when my banner's been folded. If He'll smile and say, you've made the Lord a good soldier. My ships may not always be right on time,
and when
I hear the battle, I fear the front line.
Oh, but if
He'll give me strength to bear the cross on my shoulders, then I'll do my best to make the Lord a good soldier.
I want us to do a verse of a song that maybe some of us can remember the words. If you don't love your neighbor, then you don't love God. Just do a verse and a chorus of it if you can remember it. C, probably. There are many people.
There it is.
D.
B.
D. D.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There are many people who will say to Christians, you listen to the words of this.
There are many people who will say they're Christians, and they live like Christians on the Sabbath day. But come Monday morning till the coming Sunday, they will fight their neighbor all along the way.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy if he gets into trouble, and you don't try to help him, then you don't don't love God.
Put that other verse to it.
I don't.
How's it go?
It's got numbers in it, and I don't remember
there's what's the last one?
Just make up numbers.
In the 19th chapter, there's a God Almighty.
Do that verse.
Okay.
There's a God Almighty.
There's a God Almighty, and you've got to salvation and a home on high.
That's all we know. That's really, really all we know.
Well, Maddie Jo, come here.
Let Maddie Jo sing it.
Let her sing it.
We've not heard her sing in a long time.
I know it, but I forgot.
There's a God.
Do you have it in your case?
We used to have the words to it, and I don't know if we give them to somebody or...
I know.
Somebody who could sing it.
God to love him. If you want salvation, I hold my hat. If you say you love him while you hate your neighbor, you don't have religion. You stole life.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Jackie, okay?
She's taller than me.
I got
Get up a little bit closer.
I got a big voice.
Okay.
There's a God Almighty, and you've got to love him if you want salvation and a home on high. If you say you love him while you hate your neighbor, you don't have religion, you just told a lie. If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor
and you
don't love God.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love your neighbor
and you
don't love God. Then you don't love your neighbor
and you
don't love God.
Good job. It's good to sing with you.
Good job.
You've grown up so much.
Wayne, we have a request to do Flight Without an Airplane. Do you remember the words to it?
I think you've got them in here.
Ronnie, Brother Layton, you know that.
I used to.
Starts out, this life.
This life is like,
a flower. And I believe we did it in Elf, didn't we?
I believe we did.
You think you can remember it?
I believe I might.
Okay.
You can remember it?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
This life is like a flower. Soon its beauty fades away. And like a tiny vapor, I'm here for just a day. I'll be planted in some graveyard, but thank God that's not the end. When Jesus comes at morning, then my life will just begin. Oh, flight without an airplane, transportation on silver wings, carried home by the Savior, that's enough to make me sing. When Jesus comes that morning, like a bird I'll be gone. What a wonderful way to go.
Has anybody else got a request?
I want to tell Brother Jeff what a good, smooth job that he's done tonight.
Amen.
We're proud of Jeff. We're proud that he's with us.
He gets left out a lot with the spears. And
do you all know that there's a family Bible?
No. Do you know it, Jeff?
No, right off. No.
No, we don't. We want to say that we've enjoyed being here tonight and hope we've sung something that's blessed you. Y'all remember us in prayer, and I would like to ask y'all to remember my husband's nephew. He messed up his life when he was just a young kid with dope and drinking, and he ended up on the wrong side of the law. Spent some time in jail. They let him come home when his daddy lay on his deathbed. And he promised his daddy about 30 minutes before he died that when he got out, he's going to straighten his life up. And for a little while, he done pretty good, and then he's back on the same path. And I guess his life is misery, because yesterday morning, he called the coroner and told him where he could find his body, and he shot himself. It didn't kill him. They think they said he just barely missed his heart. They think he'll live. But y'all pray for him that he'll get his life straightened out.
You know, the saddest thing about that is, as far as we know, he's never been saved. You know, maybe the Lord spared him and give him a little time to get that straightened up. And, you know, you young people, I don't know how many young people are here. There's a lot out there, and it's real easy to get on the wrong path. It's hard to get off of. But if you'll just remember that if you'll never get on that path, you won't never have to fight to get off of it.
That's right.
And it would sure be nice someday when you look down at your children and you could say, Mama never did those things, or Daddy never did those things, because I knew they were wrong and they would mess up my life. And not have to say, don't make the same mistakes I made. Just remember that. Let that go through your mind when it's offered to you or when you're pressured to do it.
We'll end with a song that Jeff brought to the group and wanted us to learn. And if we don't never see you again down here, when I was 10 years old, the Lord saved my soul. I didn't have a penny to my name. If I'd have had to bought it, I still wouldn't have it. But the Lord put peace and joy, a deep, settled peace down in there. And it's something you can feel. And if you've got that blood applied when you leave here, then someday we'll be together again. Someday.
Someday when my last line is written, someday when I draw my last breath, when my last words on earth have been spoken and my lips are sealed in death, don't look on my cold form in pity. Don't think of me as one dead. It'll just be the house I once lived in. My spirit by then will have fled. I'll have finished my time here allotted, but I won't be in darkness alone. I will have heard from heaven the summons to come on home, on home. And when my body's in the grave, don't think that I'll be there. I won't be dead, but living in the place Jesus went to prepare. And after all is said and done, know that my last earnest prayer is that my loved ones be ready someday to meet me there.
I sure have enjoyed the singing tonight. Amen. And I feel like that we ought to have another congregational song.